From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged the United Nations to make a reform. Indonesia reiterates support for Palestinians. Macron urges Turkey to refrain from unilateral actions in Mediterranean Elysee Palace. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday delivered a speech at the general debate session of the 75th UN General Assembly in 2020. This speech was delivered virtually in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic in the world. In his speech, the president conveyed a number of views related to the 75th anniversary of the UN this year. According to the president, the UN must continue to improve itself in facing the changing world situation. The ongoing conflict between countries, including the COVID-19 pandemic, are challenges that must be resolved by promoting multilateralism.
PBB harus senantiasa berbenah diri, melakukan reformasi, revitalisasi, dan efisiensi.
The United Nations must always improve itself to carry out revitalization and efficiency reforms. The UN must be able to prove that multilateralism delivered, including in times of crisis. The UN must be more responsive and effective in solving various global challenges, and we all have a responsibility to continue to strengthen the UN so that UN remains relevant and increasingly contributive in line with the challenges of the times. The UN is not just a building in New York City, but an aspiration and a shared commitment of all nations to achieve world peace and prosperity for future generations. Indonesia has unshakable beliefs in the United Nations against multilateralism, since multilateralism is the only way to provide equality.
Multilateralism adalah satu-satunya jalan yang dapat memberikan kesetaraan.
In addition, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of collective global leadership. Although each country in the world has its own agenda related to its national interests, according to the president, all countries also have a responsibility and must contribute to a solution of world peace.
Collective global leadership harus diperkuat. Kita faham bahwa dalam hubungan
the collective global leadership must be strengthened in relations between countries and international hubs. We always fight for national interest, but don't forget that we all have a responsibility to contribute to being part of the socialization for peace, stability, and world prosperity. In this matter, the UN's role is demanded to strengthen the collective global leadership. The world needs a stronger spirit of collaboration and global leadership to create a better world.
Dunia membutuhkan spirit kolaborasi dan kepemimpinan global yang lebih kuat untuk mewujudkan dunia yang lebih baik.
In his speech, President Joko Widodo also emphasized the importance of cooperation in handling COVID-19 pandemic, both in terms of health and socio-economic impacts. According to the president, the COVID-19 vaccine has become an important focus in handling the pandemic. Therefore, President Joko Widodo encouraged all countries in the world to work together to ensure equal access for all countries to safe vaccines with affordable prices. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo reiterated Indonesia's commitment in supporting Palestine to obtain its rights as a state. This was conveyed in a speech at the 75th General Debate Session of the UN General Assembly on Wednesday via video conference. In his speech, President Joko Widodo conveyed that support for Palestine has been emphasized by First President of Indonesia Sukarno during the 1955 Asia-Africa Conference in Bandung, which produced Dasasila Bandung, or the 10 Principles of Bandung. Until now, the principles are still very relevant, including the peaceful settlement of disputes, the promotion of cooperation, and respect for international law.
Palestina adalah satu-satunya negara yang hadir di konferensi Bandung.
Palestine is the only country which presented at the Bandung conference that did not have yet to enjoy its independence. Indonesia continues to consistently provide support for Palestine to obtain its rights. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also said that Indonesia is committed to support world peace. Indonesia will continue to play a role as a bridge between countries as part of the solution.
Secara konsisten, komitmen ini terus dijalankan Indonesia, termasuk saat Indonesia duduk.
Indonesia has consistently carried out this commitment, including when Indonesia became a member of the UN Security Council. Indonesia will always put forward the spirit of cooperation, a spirit that benefits all parties without leaving a single country. No country should be left behind. Meanwhile, in the Southeast Asian region, Indonesia, together with Asian countries, will continue to maintain Southeast Asia as a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region. On its 53rd anniversary on August 8, 2020, Asia reiterated its commitment to continuously maintain regional peace and stability. According to President Joko Widodo, the spirit of cooperation and peace has also been encouraged by Indonesia to a wider region, namely the Indo-Pacific region, through the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has advocated the expansion of online learning programs by university so that youth in rural areas can benefit from them. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said during the virtual opening of the Asian Cyber University UNSIA from Jakarta on Tuesday that as an archipelago with varying socioeconomic conditions, education through e-learning can be an option for people to access higher education. According to the Vice President, online learning would make education more accessible to people as it is more affordable and flexible in terms of the learning schedule. However, to this day, few universities are providing the option of online learning. In addition, the Vice President said the online learning system would indirectly help increase a student's mastery over technology and information skills. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin further said to support the expansion of access to higher education through online lectures, the government is continuing to strive to improve the quality of the information technology infrastructure. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone with Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan for more than an hour, discussing the situation in the Eastern Mediterranean, Libya and Syria. The Elysee Palace said in a statement, Macron welcomed the start of preliminary talks between Greece and Turkey on the issues of differences between the two countries. He expressed the hopes that the dialogue would be in good faith and lead to a reduction in tensions. The Elysee Palace also said that Macron called for a similar dialogue in the same spirit to be adopted by Turkey and the Republic of Cyprus. The statement further said, that the French leader also called on Turkey to fully respect the sovereignty of the European Union member states and international law, to refrain from any new unilateral actions that could provoke tensions in the Mediterranean, and called on Turkey to fully comply with the embargo on arms supplies to Libya, within the frameworks determined by the UN as well as the security interests of allies in Syria. The two heads of state decide to continue a regular dialogue on these issues, both between themselves and at ministerial level. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro supported the idea of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold an online conference for state interested in producing a vaccine against the novel coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, Maduro said on national television in a broadcast available on the president's Twitter that he agrees with President Putin's proposals, and Venezuela joins the call on the UN General Assembly to hold the conference to discuss the sole issues the coronavirus vaccine. Earlier, Putin said during a speech at the UN General Assembly that Russia was absolutely open and set for partnerships in the efforts to fight coronavirus, and suggested holding an online conference on vaccine with the participation of state interest in cooperation in creating vaccine against COVID-19. U.S. Special Representative for Syria's engagement James Jeffrey visits Germany on Wednesday for discussing international efforts to resolve the Syrian conflict following his journey to the Middle East. Jeffrey comes to Germany after traveling to Kurdish-controlled region of Syria and Iraq. In northeast Syria, where a U.S. military contingent is deployed, he held meetings with officials of the Syrian Democratic Forces, the negotiating delegation of the ongoing intra-Kurdish dialogue, and with ranking council members and tribal leaders from the Deir al-Zawar region. According to the State Department, Jeffrey emphasized that the U.S. will remain closely linked with partners on the ground to ensure IS does not re-emerge and to achieve a peaceful resolution of the Syrian conflict under UN Security Council Resolution 2254 by working with all Syrians opposed to the Assad regime. In Iraq's Erbil, Jeffrey discussed with the leadership of the Iraqi Kurdistan region continued cooperation against ISIS and stabilization efforts underway in areas liberated from terrorists. He was expected to reiterate U.S. supports for a strong, sovereign, and prosperous Iraq and its security forces, including Peshmerga Kurdish units. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called on the public to summon the disciplines and the resolve to follow the new coronavirus rules. Nuga Kusumawati has the details.
After 6 months of restrictions, it would be tempting to hope that the threat has faded and to seek comfort in the belief that if you have avoided the virus so far, then you are somehow immune. I have to say that it is that kind of complacency that could be our undoing.
In a television broadcast to the country, UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned the UK's government may go farther if people do not stick to the rules. New restrictions were announced across the UK earlier, with Prime Minister Johnson's warning rules could last for up to 6 months. In England, rules on face coverings have been expanded and the number of people allowed at weddings has been halved. Speaking on Tuesday evening, Prime Minister Johnson explained the new measures, saying the rules are robust but proportionate.
But if people don't follow the rules we've set out, then we must reserve the right to go further. We must take action now, because a stitch in time saves nine. And this way, we can keep people in work, we can keep our shops and our schools open, and we can keep our country moving forward while we work together to suppress the virus. That is our strategy. And if we can follow this package together, then I know we can succeed, because in so many ways, we're better prepared than before. We have the PPE, we have the beds, we have the nightingales, we have new medicines pioneered in this country that can help save lives.
Prime Minister Johnson added that pubs, restaurants and other hospitality venues will have to close by 2200 hours local time, while the fines for breaking the rules will also increase to £200 sterling on the first offence. Hospitality venues will also have to close early in Scotland and Wales. It comes as the number of UK cases rose by 4,926 on Tuesday, government figure shows, with deaths increasing by 37 people.
After 6 months of restrictions, it would be tempting to hope that the threat has faded and to seek comfort in the belief that if you have avoided the virus so far, then you are somehow immune. I have to say that it is that kind of complacency that could be our undoing. If we fail to act together now, we will not only place others at risk, but jeopardise our own futures with the more drastic action that we would inevitably be forced to take.
The decision of Prime Minister Johnson also followed by Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who acknowledged to people that in the global pandemic of a virus with as yet no vaccine, the people simply can't have 100% normality, so they must choose their priorities. Meanwhile, Wales First Minister Mark Drakeford said that in the weeks and months ahead, there is a very real possibility the people could see coronavirus regain a foothold in the local communities, towns and cities. None of them wants to see that happen again. And Northern Ireland First Minister Arlene Foster has said tougher restrictions being imposed in the nation do not represent a second lockdown, but should act as a wake-up call. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Increasing Tensions Between Turkey and the European Union. Turkey's relation with the European Union continue to deteriorate. The Libyan factor is one of the causes of the escalating tensions in relationship between the two. Turkey's President Erdogan yesterday criticized the European Union for imposing sanctions on Turkey's company. At a meeting in Brussels Tuesday, September 22, 2020, the European Union agreed to impose sanctions of three companies, namely from Turkey, Kazakhstan and Jordan. The sanctions given are in the form of assets freezing and cutting off their activities from the European Union financial markets. All three are prohibited from doing businesses with any country in the European Union. The Turkish company that has been sanctioned is Afrasya Shipping. The European Union has accused the company of using one of its ships in violation of an arms embargo on Libya and is expected to smuggling weapons into the country. In the turmoil in Libya, Turkey supports the government of Libyan National Court. Erdogan's Turkish government was outraged by the European Union's move and condemned it as the cause of growing tensions between them. Previously, there had been tense relations with the European Union due to Greece conflicts with Turkey, which was caused by a territorial dispute in the East Mediterranean region. In this conflict, the European Union tensed the side with Greece. France even sent F-16 fighter aircrafts to the disputed sea area. On one hand, Turkey's reaction to European Union sanctions does confirm Turkey's position in Libya. On the other hand, the increasing tension in relations with the European Union will certainly complicate efforts to resolve the East Mediterranean dispute between Turkey and Greece. From the development that have occurred, it seems President Erdogan wants to show that his country has a fairly dominant position both in Libya and in the East Mediterranean region. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hello listener, we meet again in Today in History of our Voice of Indonesia. We start from a historical event on September 23, 1943. Mussolini founded Italian Social Republic. In July 1943, after the Allied forces successfully hit Italy and then occupied Sicily, King Vittorio Emmanuel III, along with the Italian National Fascist Council, resigned and captured Mussolini. After Mussolini was overthrown, King Emmanuel III then discussed a ceasefire with the Allies. When the ceasefire was agreed by both sides, Nazi Germany quickly invaded northern Italy and freed Mussolini from prison and founded the Italian Social Republic, RSI. The RSI proclaimed independence on September 23, 1943. On September 23, 1943, and claimed its territory was the entire old mainland of Italy. The state was supported by the Republican Fascism Party. By law, the capital of the Italian Social Republic is Rome, but de facto, the center of the government was in Salo. Next turn to a story on September 23, 1983, bomb blast in Gulf Airplane Flight 771. A total of 107 passengers and 5 crew on board Gulf Air Flight 771 from Karachi, Pakistan to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates were declared dead when the plane flew into a sharp dive into the desert near Mina Jabal Ali, 40 kilometers from Abu Dhabi on September 23, 1983. Some of the victims killed were Pakistani nationals who were about to return to Abu Dhabi and Bahrain after spending the Eid al-Adha holidays with their families at hometown. Based on the results of the American National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into the black box released in 1987, the Boeing 737 exploded because of a time bomb placed in the trunk. We end with a history on September 23, 1968, National Maritime Day was celebrated for the first time. Through a decree number 249 of 1964, President Sukarno declared 23 of September to be Maritime Day. Following the events of the October 1, 1965 movement, President Sukarno was replaced by Suharto. Indonesia, led by President Suharto, celebrated the Maritime Day for the first time on September 23, 1968 in Manado. Suharto hopes that this commemoration can be used as a momentum to preserve and increase the maritime potential of the archipelago, considering that Indonesia has beautiful seascapes because more than 70% of Indonesia's territory is oceans. That was Today in History.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is today's My Indonesia titled, Trade Ministry Strategy in Increasing Export Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. Indonesian Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto explained about the marketing strategies so that the business people in Indonesia can survive and penetrate the export market amid COVID-19 pandemic in the 8th annual Jakarta Marketing Week 2020, virtually on Sunday, September the 20th. In the short term, the Trade Ministry focuses on export development for products which experience positive growth during the pandemic, namely the processed food and beverages, medical equipment, agricultural products, fishery, and agro industry.
Besides that, they also focus on the new product development that emerged during the pandemic, such as pharmaceutical and new export products resulting from industry relocation from some countries to Indonesia. Meanwhile, for market approach, Indonesian Trade Ministry will implement export market development strategy, which is adjusted to each export destination country's condition during the COVID-19 handling in each countries. Agus Suparmanto said, "For now and until 1 year ahead, Indonesia will focus on countries that had or beginning to recover, such as Australia, New Zealand, England, Germany, Italy, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Algeria, Canada, and Mexico." For the medium term, the Trade Ministry is studying the products with market power in accreditation countries of the trade representatives and classifying them in three categories. The first is excellent products, namely products with market power in export destination countries. Second is emerging products, those with increasing export trends in the last 5 years. Then the third is losing products, namely products with decreasing export trends in the last 5 years. The Trade Minister also explained that Indonesia will join one of the biggest exhibitions in the world, namely Expo 2020 Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, with the theme Connecting Minds, Creating the Future. Indonesia's participation was also an attempt to increase Indonesia's image in the world. This event was initially scheduled on October 20, 2020 until April 10, 2021. However, because of the pandemic, it changed into October 1, 2021 until March 31, 2022. He said that the Indonesian Pavilion will present the concept of the Golden Indonesia 2045. In his further explanation, the Trade Minister also invited the business people to join the Trade Expo Indonesia Virtual Exhibition 2020, or TEIVE 2020. This event will be held on November the 10th until the 16th, 2020. TEIVE is an effort of the Trade Ministry to boost Indonesian export and to answer the COVID-19 challenges. TEIVE 2020 also aimed to restore Indonesian economy through export promotion amid COVID-19 pandemic. It was expected that 200 up to 300 participants, including from the export-oriented small-medium enterprises, will join the TEIVE 2020. In the same opportunity, Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto also explained about Indonesian export performance. In January until August 2020, Indonesia export was $103.15 billion. The export performance was surplus $11.05 billion, or improving than the same period last year, which was deficit $2.06 billion. The export destinations were still dominated by China, United States of America, European Union, Japan, India, Singapore, and Malaysia. And listener, that was My Indonesia.
Semboyang kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara, tetap di udara, semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Setia berjiwa Pancasila, Tripa setia landasan kerjanya, Ampera tujuan utama, penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara,
yeah, kita harus menyelamatkan alat tersebut untuk
bangsa Indonesia. Dengan jiwa kebangsaan yang murni, hati yang bersih dan jujur, serta budi yang penuh kecintaan dan kesetiaan kepada tanah air dan bangsa.
Semboyan kami Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara, semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Pindul Cave. Stay tuned. Pindul Cave offers an underground river tour. Come on, you can get wet from start to finish in the cave in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. Pindul Cave is one of the tourism spots in Yogyakarta with a greenish underground river flow. Pindul Cave is one of the favorite destinations for domestic and foreign travelers. You can try cave tubing in the underground river. We just sit on the inner tube and drift along the river. The cave is located in Beji Harjo Village, Karangmojo District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. The location is approximately 60 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta City to the east towards Wonosari City, Gunung Kidul. The Pindul Cave Tour was inaugurated in 2010, but it was popular among tourists in 2014. The cave has its own charm because of its exoticism. Pindul Cave has a river with about 350 meters long and 5 meters wide. The depth of the river is 5 meters to 12 meters, depending on the intensity of the rain. Visiting the cave, you can enjoy its beauty in three zones, starting from a light zone, a dim zone, and a dark zone that can be enjoyed within 45 minutes. While in the cave, tourists can see stalactites and stalagmites that look like white pillars. Even this cave has the fourth largest stalactite in the world. The ticket price for the Pindul Cave tour is quite affordable. It is only 35,000 rupiah for local tourists and 50,000 rupiah for foreign tourists. The facilities which are provided in this tourism area are life jackets to tubing tires. In addition, the parking facilities in this tourism area are also large with a capacity of 30 bus units, more than 50 cars and a special indoor parking lot for motorbikes. If you want to have a vacation in this Pindul Cave, always remember to follow the existing health protocols. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Pindul Cave in Yogyakarta. Tomorrow, we'll meet again with another interesting topic.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Yeah. saja. Oh, hilangkan baik bagimu, kelakkan baik bagiku. Tak apa karena ku cinta.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Maaf, aku terlambat datang. In English, sorry, I came late. Listen to this conversation about Maaf, aku terlambat datang. In English, sorry, I came late. Kevin apologize for being late.
Permisi, Pak. Maaf, saya datang terlambat.
Hmm? Kenapa kamu terlambat?
Saya terjebak macet, Pak.
Ya sudah, kamu boleh masuk. Lain kali jangan diulangi ya.
Baik, Pak. Terima kasih.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Maaf, saya datang terlambat. Maaf, saya datang terlambat, which means sorry, I came late. Kenapa kamu terlambat? Which means why are you late? Saya terjebak macet. Which means I was stuck in traffic jam. Lain kali jangan diulangi. Which means next time be better. When you came late, you have to say maaf saya datang terlambat or maaf saya terlambat. After you mention the expression, you will be asked the reason why did you come late. You can answer by saying the reason simply and clearly. For examples, Roma, maaf, saya terlambat. Or, in English, sorry, I came late. Ani, kenapa Anda terlambat, Roma? In English, why are you late, Roma? Roma, saya bangun kesiangan. Or, in English, I wake up late. Nur, maaf, aku terlambat, Bambang. In English, sorry, I came late, Bambang. Bambang, kenapa kamu terlambat? In English, why are you late? Nur, aku memasak dulu untuk adikku. In English, I cook first for my sister. Bambang, oh begitu. Lain kali jangan terlambat ya. In English, okay, next time better. Don't be late again. Nur, okay. In English, alright. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak. Maaf, saya datang terlambat.
Hmm? Kenapa kamu terlambat?
Saya terjebak macet, Pak.
Ya sudah, kamu boleh masuk. Lain kali jangan diulangi ya.
Baik, Pak. Terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I would like to present a song from West Sulawesi entitled Pulau Karampuang. The song Pulau Karampuang was composed by a Mamuju artist, Andy Maksum. The lyrics describe about the beauty of Karampuang Island, which is located adjacent to Mamuju. Karampuang Island was previously named Liutang Island. The name Karampuang means the moon. It's now more popular due to it is strongly connected with the song Pulau Karampuang. However, another version mentions that the song Pulau Karampuang depicts about someone who keeps his sense of longing. Well, listener, here is the song Pulau Karampuang sung by Naluria Islami. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
selamat sore buat teman-teman sekalian, bapak dan ibu yang berada di mana saja dan dewan juri menata lawa Voice Cup
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.